Mrs. Brown was over 80, but she still drove her old car like a woman half her age. She loved driving very fast and boasted of the fact that she had never, in her 35 years of driving, been punished for a driving offense. Then one day she nearly lost her record. A police car followed her, and the policeman in it saw her pass a red light without stopping. When Mrs. Brown came before the judge, he looked at her severely and said that she was too old to drive a car, and that the reason why she had not stopped at the red light was most probably that her eyes had become weak with old age, so that she had simply not seen it. When the judge had finished what he was saying, Mrs. Brown opened the big handbag she was carrying and took out her sewing. Without saying a word, she chose a needle with a very small eye and threaded it at her first attempt. When she had successfully done this, she took the thread out of the needle again and handed both the needle and the thread to the judge, saying, "Now it is your turn. I suppose you drive a car, and that you have no doubt about your own eyesight." The judge took the needle and tried to thread it. After half a dozen attempts, he had still not succeeded. The case against Mrs. Brown was dismissed, and her record remained unbroken.
Question 32. What happened to Mrs. Brown one day?
Question 33. Why did the judge think Mrs. Brown had passed a red light without stopping?
Question 34. How did Mrs. Brown prove that the judge was wrong?
Question 35. What can we learn from the passage?